2 Timothy 2:1 Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. 2:2 And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. 2:3 Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. 2:4 No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. 2:5 And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. 2:6 The husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. 2:7 Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. 2:8 Remember that Jesus Christ, of the seed of David, was raised from the dead, according to my gospel. 2:9 Wherein I suffer trouble, as an evildoer, even unto bonds. But the word of God is not bound. 2:10 Therefore I endure all things, for the elect's sakes, that they may also obtain the salvation, which is in Christ Jesus, with eternal glory. 2:11 It is a faithful saying. For if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. 2:12 If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. 2:13 If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. 2:14 Of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about words, to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. 2:15 Study, to shew thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. 2:16 But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. 2:17 And their word will eat as doth the canker. Of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus? 2:18 Who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. 2:19 Nevertheless the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. 2:20 But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor, and some to dishonor. 2:21 If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. 2:22 Flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. 2:23 But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strifes. 2:24 And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient. 2:25 In meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. If God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. 2:26 And that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will.